Hermione's white face was sticking out from behind a tree. "Hurry, hurry," she mouthed. Harry could still hear Dumbledore's voice talking from within the cabin. He gave the rope another wrench. Buckbeak broke into a grudging trot. They had reached the trees. "Quick, quick," Hermione moaned, darting out from behind her tree, seizing the rope too, and adding her weight to make Buckbeak move faster. Harry looked over his shoulder. They were now blocked from sight. They couldn't see Hagrid's garden at all. "Stop," he whispered to Hermione. "They might hear us." Hagrid's back door had opened with a bang. Harry, Hermione, and Buckbeak stood quite still. Even the hippogriff seemed to be listening intently. Silence. Then,
"Where is it?" said the reedy voice of the committee member. "Where is the beast?"
"It was tied here," said the executioner furiously. "I saw it, just here."
"How extraordinary," said Dumbledore. There was a note of amusement in his voice.
"Beaky," said Hagrid huskily.
There was a swishing noise and the thud of an axe. The executioner seemed to have swung it into the fence in anger. And then came the howling, and this time they could hear Hagrid's words through his sobs.